So the last, really since the 1st of August, we have been in this Build on Blessing series, and it has ridden the way on through the various stages as we word and then transitioned into some just a church vision and encouragement about what we are attempting to do for the Lord. Listen, I love what we I love the church that we are building. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. We've had all kinds of technical difficulties today and challenges, and I've seen the look on the faces of our team up here. If those things happen, it's a part sometimes. We've talked about the zoning and the blueprints and the inspections, all certificate of occupancy, knowing that the Holy Spirit dwells here. We even talked about funding last Sunday, how to fund the business, God was good to us. All of that is a part of the building process. So what's next? We need to get this business opened up. We need to get the doors of the church opened up so that everyone can see, just how great God is and just what he wants to do in their life. How many know that God did not intend his blessing just for you alone? No, he's got blessings for your friends and blessings for your neighbors and blessings for your family members. They just need to know that this church is open and there's an opportunity for them to take part in this as well. So I want to preach today this message, grand opening. We've been building by faith. We've been going through the permitting process and all of the things, but it's time to open this church. Revelation 3 and verse 8 says, I know your works, Jesus speaking. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. I know your works, and I've seen the little strength you've been working with, and I see how faithful you've been keeping my word and honoring my name, even in the face of challenges and difficulties. So I have opened a door and no one can shut this door. I see your desire. I see how much you want this. I see how hard you are working for this. I see the building you have been doing. I see you working the process, and I know I can trust you. It's what the Lord is saying to this church in Revelation. I know I can depend on you, so I am opening the doors of this church. Because everyone needs to know what happens in this house. Everyone needs to know what takes place in this house. The fact that there is help here, the fact that there is healing here, the fact that there is strength and there is encouragement. And I am going to open the door. I'm going to open the door. And when I handle the marketing, when I handle the announcing of what God can do. I referenced this a few weeks ago preaching, and I'm still processing. I'm not quite ready to tell all the detail, but I was sitting at my desk just a few weeks ago, and my phone rang, and I had the number in my phone. It was a contact that I'm familiar with, and I answered the phone like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" And that's all I got out of my mouth before they began to prophesy. They had no idea. They didn't know. No way they could have known the details. No way they could have had any of the inside information. Just begin to prophesy and talk about what God was going to do in this church. And I sat there down my face and just in the presence of the Lord, because I hear God saying, I know your works, and I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut the door. And when I begin to announce a grand opening, and when I begin to declare that this is a place and a house that practices my presence, and when I begin to let somebody know that they can find their healing and their hope and their strength, when I begin to announce what I am going to do in this house, you better get ready, because it is going to be everything you've dreamed of and more. I feel God in this room. I'm starting to understand now why the devil been messing with our worship all morning. He doesn't want this word. He doesn't want you to receive this word. But I need you to hear me today. When God opens the door, no one else can shut it. I'm going to say it again. When God opens the door, no one else can shut it. You got to know that. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. It doesn't matter what the enemy plans. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do. It's not about me. It's not about PK. This is not about us. It's not personality driven. We've never been about any name in this church but Jesus' name. Our ad budget does not compare to His. But hear me, this church has been through too much. There's been some door closing, some business closing situations, but that could only happen if it was built on a man. This church is not built on a man, not built on a personality. We are built on the name of Jesus. And if we will keep declaring His name, if we will keep praising His name, if we will keep honoring His name, He's said, if I be lifted up, I am going to draw all men unto me. Does anybody believe that in this house today? Hallelujah. Psalm 127 and 1, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. So we've worked through the zoning approval. We've made sure that our motives are right and that our thoughts around this are pure. And we've been through blueprint review. We've made sure, and we continue to make sure, that we are building according to the code, that we are building according to God's plan and God's word. And we regularly get inspections. That means we welcome the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and to correct us and to bring order into our house. And we've been granted the certificate of occupancy. We have been permitted to operate. We have the occupancy permit, meaning that His gifts can reside here, that His Spirit can dwell here. And you know what? We're not going to keep God in a box over on a shelf that we just pull out at certain times. We're not going to keep God, His gifts and His power over in a stock room or a storage closet somewhere and say, oh no, we got some real hell this week. Somebody, who's got a key to this? We've been keeping the Holy Ghost under lock and key. We only bring it out for certain times and certain situations. No, somebody open up that door and let the wind blow where it wants to blow and allow Him to move the way that He wants to move. Oh, I don't know if I just felt some resistance, like somebody said, oh no, let's keep a real straight and narrow church. Let's just keep everything within its lane. How's that been working for us? We keep God in a lane and say, Lord, you can't do what really needs to be done. I say, Lord, move the way you want to move. I don't have to finish this message. If you're ready to heal somebody, heal somebody. If you're ready to break out in the Spirit, break out in the Spirit. Why? Because you have occupancy here, Lord. You've got occupancy in this room. And we understand as of last Sunday, God's plan for us to be fully funded. Vision plus provision. Our natural plus God's super becomes supernatural, and we see God do it week after week, and we're grateful. So the only thing left for us to do is just to do it. The only thing left for us to do is to put feet on our faith and start walking in, living out what God has already promised. The only thing left for us to do is to open up and allow God to do all of the things that he wants to do. And here's the kicker. He wants to do these things through us. I think sometimes we're guilty of just sitting on the sideline and saying, all right, Lord, I came for the show. I want to see you move. I want to see you work. I want to see you bless people. I want to see you, go ahead, Lord. Yeah, do that over there. And the Lord is saying, no. I've got all that in mind to do, but I want to do it through you. I've got so much I want to say, but I want to say it through you. I want to encourage someone, but I want to encourage someone through you. That's why we need good employees in this church. That's why we need good worshipers in this church. We need good staff in this church. This is our grand opening. Grand opening. You say, but wait a minute. Haven't y'all been here for years? Oh, we have, but we're just getting started. Been here a long time, but we're just coming into our own and really understanding who it is that God wants us to be and what God wants us to do. It's our grand opening, and I'm excited about it because the people that have signed on and said, hey, I want to be a part of this miracle, whether it's ushers or greeters or givers or worshipers, we need grand opening energy in this church. So now that we're open, I'm going to tell you three things. Now that we're open, number one, we are open for business. We're open for business. What does that mean? Being open for business means we are available to God's mission for us. Because the church is not closed off and the church is not self-serving. We are open to do the business of the kingdom. What is the business of the kingdom? Being open for business means that we are ready to serve, we are ready to reach, we are ready to love others, whatever that looks like and however God wants us to love others. We are not in maintenance mode, we are in mission mode. You go into a business sometimes, you go into a restaurant sometimes. They hadn't changed their menu. They haven't updated anything. They haven't freshened anything. There's no fresh paint on the wall. There's nothing about it. Everything just feels old and dank. And you start saying, well, I wonder how long it's going to be before this business closes. Why? Because they are in maintenance mode. They are in get-by mode. But when you get a church in missions mode, that means, you know what? I don't have time for silliness. I don't have time for foolishness. I don't have time for he said, she said. What? I am about my Father's business. That's what Jesus said in Luke 2:49. Why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? We open for business, so we're about our Father's business. I got work to do. You've got work to do. I don't want to be distracted. I don't have time for that. I want to know that we're dialed in and we're ready to do for God what He wants us to do. But you know how it is, before the grand opening, there's always training. There's always the specifics. Hey, we say this and not that. We greet people in this way. We do all of these particular things. We smile, we care, we welcome everyone. Because when the world walks by, they should see a sign. Hey, we are open. This church is open, which means they are open to the broken. And this church is open to the lost. And this church is open to people being used by God. Anybody believe that today? We're open for business. We're open for business. We'll walk with you. We'll pray with you. But here's the deal. We got to know what's happening. Sometimes people are going through something and they don't tell anybody. We can't read your mind. You got to let somebody know that you're going through something. And I realize that can be an awkward process. That can be difficult. And how does that happen? I'm not even sure I want to admit that I'm going through something. So it's hard for me to ask for help. But listen, there is really nothing as comforting as people coming alongside you. That's who the Holy Spirit is. When Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be troubled. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send that paraclete. I'm going to send someone to come walk alongside of you." And it's not just the Holy Spirit. It's people that are filled with the Holy Spirit that will come and walk alongside of you. It happens because we are open for business. Here it is, number two, we're open for blessing. We're not just open for business, we're open for blessing. Because God doesn't just open the doors for work, He doesn't just open the doors for service, He opens the doors for blessing. In fact, Malachi told us that if we would put God to the test, He would open the windows of blessing. I want windows open, blessing. I want God to pour out of His Spirit and to pour out of heaven. Just rain down His goodness and His blessing in our lives. And I know that what we do sometimes feels like work. It is work. One of our leaders was just, you know, recently in. Engaged in a ministry effort, and I saw them the next day, and they just said this one phrase. They said, "Ministry is hard work. It always will be. This is not easy street. It's not easy. It's not just a tiptoe through the tulips. It's hard work, but there is blessing that comes from it. There is strength that comes from it. And when we give, and when we serve, and when we are obedient, and when we do what God has asked us to do, we position ourselves to receive from heaven. That's why the word said, "You will not give a cup of cold water in my name that I do not repay you, that I do not bless you." There's people in this room that have given and given and given, and I've risen to tell you on this November Sunday that God is about to repay and bless and pour out strength in your life. I need somebody that's weary and well-doing to just raise a hand and say, "I receive that today. I'm ready for that today. I want that in my life." Because sometimes hard work gets rewarded with a bonus. Sometimes hard work, I hope there are going to be some bonuses go out even in this tight economy. I hope some bonuses will go out and you get blessed at the workplace at the end of this year, however your business or company operates and does what they do. But I know spiritually God is able to give a bonus. God is able to give a blessing. Ephesians 3 and 20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. That exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think. That kind of blessing. Because blessing for us is automatically attached to money in our minds, financial blessings. And sure, I thank God, I want that in my life as well. But I want God to bless my family. I want God to bless my children. I want my kids to love the house of God. I want to remain available to God's provision, absolutely. But I want husbands to be as excited about the Lord as wives are. And I want wives to be as excited about the Lord as husbands are. I want the whole family to be blessed together. I don't want just moms and dads excited about going to church, but students get excited about going to church. Why? Because my life is blessed in the house of the Lord. That's why it just swells my heart to see students and high schoolers and dream teamers that are serving in church kids today and helping run production and doing photography. Whatever's happening in the room today, much of it happening because young people have said yes to the Lord. Whole families serving God's house together because we are open for blessing. We're open for blessing. We're open for blessing. 3 John 1:2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Someone say all things. I want you to prosper in every way. I want you to prosper completely and fully and totally. Prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Ooh, Pastor, I feel real good in my spirit, but my body. I feel great in my mind, but these legs. I want your whole life to prosper, your health to prosper. What if we make up in our minds, closing out 25 and preparing for 26? Lord, we want a year of prosperity. We want a year of blessing. We want a year, Lord, of the total person, the total man, holistic blessing in our lives. Would anybody just agree that's a good thing that we ought to aspire to and reach for? And I hear the Lord saying, I can pour out more than you can hold if you'll stay open. I'll pour out more than you can hold if you'll stay open. I don't know who that word is for. I believe it's for this church, but I believe it's for you individually and your house and your family and your marriage and your finances and your business and your educational path and all that you've put your hand to do. The Lord's saying, I have a blessing for you. I want someone's testimony to be, I don't know, but when I started going to that church, everything changed in my life. Everything started working for the better. What is that? That's the favor of God. That's the blessing of the Lord. I don't know, it just seemed like since I started going to that church, my dog is more better behaved, my toddler. I mean, everybody, everything is working better in my house because I am a part of God's presence. I want that. And if we allow Jesus to remain the owner here, we'll never go out of business. Because God doesn't fail. And God doesn't close his doors. And God doesn't shut down. Government shut down. Allegedly the smartest minds. Allegedly the smartest people run all of these things. And all these elected officials, all these people. But government shut down. But God's house does not shut down. God's house keeps going. God's house keeps moving forward. When the government couldn't figure out how to feed people, they said, well, maybe the churches. Maybe the churches can get it done. And you know what? This church and many others have been getting it done for weeks. Stretching and multiplying and praying over and giving sacrificially and all of the things. Next time, turn around when the church has got an opinion about the government, they're going to tell us to be quiet. No, if you need us to feed people, then we have a voice. Y'all about to get me mad. Let me get back to this word so I can behave. I hear you, amen, and thank you. If we allow Jesus to remain the owner, we'll never go out of business. What he needs, what we need, are good managers and good workers and good customers and good pastors and good leaders and people that sign on and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to serve the Lord with gladness. I'm going to work while it is day. I'm going to occupy until he comes. I'm going to lean into an opportunity and a chance to be a blessing to someone and to make a difference in someone's life because we are open for blessing. Let me tell you this one lastly. Not only are we open for business and not only are we open for blessing, but we're open for breakthrough. Whew. We're open for breakthrough. Because being open for breakthrough means we are available to God's power. We are available to allow him to move the way he wants to move. I understand I said that earlier, but you're in a little different frame of mind right now and hearing this word differently than you were hearing it 15 or 20 minutes ago. God sets the hours of operation here, meaning he decides when he moves. He decides when he works. He decides when he pours out of his spirit. He chooses the hours. Have you ever walked into a restaurant maybe just a few minutes before closing time and it just felt like no one wanted you there? You ever walk into a department store, you know, one of these little shops and you know what time it is. You know they close at 8 o'clock and it's 7:45 and you're just gonna make a quick pass and just see, you know, if they got what you need. You're just going in for a moment, but the employees are giving you side eye. Well, listen, if you want to close at 7:45, close at 7:45. But if you close at 8, that means I got 15 more minutes. Let me walk around a minute. You never know, I may be your best customer of the day. But it's that energy, it's that attitude. You know what? We got to keep a smile even late in the midnight hour. We got to keep a smile. Even in the last days when everybody's stressed, everywhere we turn, everybody's out of their mind. Seems like everywhere we go, people are upset and offended and just grumpy for no good reason. I don't want people to feel that kind of energy, that vibe when they come to the church covenant. We are glad about being in the house of the Lord. We are excited about being in the presence of the Lord. We are thankful for what God is doing, not only in our lives, but in the life of this church. We are open for breakthrough. We're open. What is breakthrough? Breakthrough is when heaven intervenes in our earthly situations. Anybody need heaven to intervene in your earthly situation? That's what breakthrough is. You remember Paul and Silas? I love that story. They were open when the church was being persecuted. When every enemy and every attack and every challenge and every no was facing the church, they said, no, we're going to get in these streets and allow God to move and allow God to work and allow the Holy Spirit to fall and to flow. They got thrown into prison for that. They got thrown into jail for that. Acts 16, verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And all the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Breakthrough is when God says, not only am I opening the doors of the church, but I'm going to open the doors of your life. I'm going to open the prison doors you've been locked behind. I'm going to open the addiction doors you've been locked behind. I'm going to cause chains to fall off from you. How did it happen? Because of praying and praising. That's how breakthrough came. It's a lock, ladies and gentlemen. If you will pray and you will praise, you will see breakthrough in your life. Wait a minute, Pastor Dill, it's got to be more difficult than that. It's got to be harder. There's got to be more steps involved. No, there really are not. If you will pray and you will praise, if you'll worship God more than you worry, I promise you the thing you're worrying about will take care of itself. If you'll pray more than you confess negativity and problems and crisis, and if you'll pray more than all of that, I complaining about it'll change in your life. We're open for breakthrough. Because when we're open for breakthrough, it means we expect God to move suddenly and supernaturally. Suddenly and supernaturally. It's a grand opening. The grand opening is associated with ribbon cutting. I was about to get a couple of hundred "We Are Open" signs until I found out they were $4 each, and I thought, well, they're gonna have to just imagine this. But when you have grand openings, there's ribbon cutting, and our praise is like the unveiling of God's glory, the ribbon cutting of God's power. He said, "I have set before you an open door." Folks, the grand opening, it's not about a building, although we are thankful for this building. Thank you, Lord, for what you have provided for us and allowed us the grace and the means to pay for through the years. And I don't know how you're going to do it. Well, I know how you're going to do it. You're going to do it through us, but I'm believing that our natural is going to be met with your supernatural, and we're going to pay this building off. We're going to see your provision and your work. But it's not about the physical building, 11975 Highway 142. It's not the physical location. Grand opening is about God opening hearts, and God opening homes, and God opening the heavens over us. I say this from time to time, but this is a conviction. I believe this because I know there are people in this room that feel exactly what I'm talking about. The only time you're really happy is when you're at church. The only time you're really at peace, the only time you and he or you and she are not at each other's throats are when you're at church, because we got to be on our best behavior at church, you know. But you feel that tension all the way to God's house, and you'll feel it as soon as you get in the car. And I've come to tell you that I'm coming after that devil, because it's not God's will for you to only be at peace in his presence, in his house. He's saying, I want to abide at your house too. You need to have a ribbon cutting at your address. You need to have a re-grand opening in your house. Maybe that looks like a Sunday night conversation with your spouse. Listen, we got to be mature. We got to sit down. We got to talk. We got to work through this. It's not an opportunity for you to yell at me, and I'm not going to yell at you, but we got to come to an agreement that the Lord has got to build this house We are laboring and working our fingers to the bone, and we're not seeing any fruit. We're not seeing any reward because we're not doing it God's way. And if we'll do it God's way, God said, you'll get my blessing in your life. Anybody believe that today?